It's the Gutter Show, coming hot on the heels of the Gutter Show that was earlier in the week. I think we did it on Wednesday. This is Saturday. We've given up our weekends to bring you transfer madness. Joining me in the asylum this weekend are Dan Morgan, Fuad Hassan, and Mike Nevin. Andy's producing. He may pop in every now and again. It's up to Andy. We're going to start with... Actually, I'm going to just start with a big mad rumour that's been doing the rounds. Few months, few days, few weeks. Nicolas Pepe at Lille. I'm going to look around the room. Look, anyone giving me eyes like they have any knowledge whatsoever of Nicolas Pepe at Lille? I'll tell you a little bit about Nicolas Pepe at Lille, then you can wing it that you know a bit more in a second. Nicolas Pepe at Lille is a 23-year-old wide man who is about to turn 24, actually, at the very, very end of this month. He's had an incredible season in France for Lille, who finished second behind PSG. He scored 22 league goals. Only Mbappe scored more. He signed for Lille 2 years ago by Bielsa for $10 million. He's now said to be worth a fair fortune. Who am I going to quote on this? I've got lots of notes. Bayern were supposedly favourites, Dan, for him. They might still be, but I've noticed in the week they've been linked to Leroy Sané. And in fact, not just linked, they've outright come out and said, yeah, we defo want Leroy Sané. Leroy Sané would cost them about $80 million, something like that. Pepe, it's been the price of 60-odd mil has been talked about. Can you see Bayern going for both these kind of players? No. They've lost Arjen and Robin and...
No, Ribery. No. I think there is something interesting around Europe in a rebuilding sense. I think Barcelona and Real are quoted as going heavy on players this summer, and you get the feeling that there is a rebuilding job to be done across the board.
With Man U.
The elite clubs, yeah. Some more longer than others in terms of where the clubs are at. I think... Sané is an interesting one because there's definitely a problem with him at City. There is an issue there, and I don't know what it is, and no one knows what it is, but by all accounts, when you look at him and you look at the team he's around, he should be playing every week, but he seems to have dropped off both the start and the end of the season with City, and also misses the World Cup last year, which was just weird, and there's still no explanation for.
It's weird. I thought when I watched him in the over the two legs, and I watched him quite a bit last season, I thought he's emerging as their best player, you know, and yet that happened.
Yeah, I don't know whether they tried to... I don't know whether they've changed the style a little bit. I don't know whether the idea was for Mendy and Sané to kind of be a combination down that left and that be the outlet for them wide, and then, you know, you could get players coming in from the other side. I don't know. That'd be going into it in a tactical sense. I'm not sure, but I think if Bayern were to go for him, they're obviously briefing for a reason. You know, they're either testing the luck, testing the waters, or they've got a bit of info that says that they can get him.
You've seen Ole Hernes' quote?
No.
Because this is a player we very much have an interest in. It wasn't even like our sources at Bayern. He's come out. I mean, it's quite, I wouldn't say it's far from unprecedented, but it's still rare to hear that.
Yeah.
Blatant.
Yeah.